I don't usually start off my sermons with a joke, but there was a couple of them that I saw today when I was preparing for this that I thought you would enjoy. Little Billy's mom was rubbing moisturizing cream on her face as Billy walked in. "Mommy, what are you doing?" he asked. "I'm putting cold cream on my face," she replied. "Why, Mommy?" Billy asked. "To make my skin look beautiful," she said. When she started wiping the cold cream off her face with a Kleenex, Billy said, "Gosh, Mom, you're giving up already?" And then a second one, a police recruit was asked during the exam, "What would you do if you had to arrest your own mother?" He answered, "Call for backup." Today is Mother's Day, and in light of that, I'm just going to mention a few facts about Mother's Day. More calls are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year. It's the third highest holiday for flowers and plants. It's the busiest day of the year for restaurants. Interesting enough, it's also the third biggest day for church attendance. The idea of Mother's Day was introduced by Ann Jarvis back in 1868, and it was a result of the Civil War. And originally, Mother's Day was conceived as a day to advocate against war, because of so many people dying in the Civil War. So many mothers lost their sons. So it was originally advocated as a day for peace, calling for peace. Anne Reeves Jarvis, which is the daughter of the original person, fought to establish the day of observance, and in 1914, Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation. When the holiday became commercialized, selling of flowers, candies, and cards, Anna, who fought to establish it, spent the rest of her life and money protesting Mother's Day because of this commercialism. And in last year, in 2022, over $31 billion was spent on Mother's Day in the U.S. Doing a sermon on Mother's Day is difficult. And there was a good, we used to good-naturedly rib our pastor at our old church because of his Mother's Day sermons. And it wasn't, he would give every Mother's Day these wonderful, flowery, wonderful sermons about mothers. And then a month later, he would give sermons about fathers, comparing us to our Heavenly Father, and every one of those sermons always ended with, "You could do better." But the problem is, when I started trying to study for the sermon, is there aren't hardly any verses in Scripture about mothers. A few mothers are mentioned, like Hannah and Moses' mother, but it really doesn't talk about mothers. In fact, Hannah and Moses' mother may be a better sermon about adoption than about motherhood. And even Jesus' mother only gets mentioned 5 or 6 times. And again, it doesn't really talk about mothers. The other reason it's always hard to do a sermon about mothers, and fathers for that matter, is I don't know what your mother was like. There's always a danger when you're making comparisons, and in fact, my own mother had this happen to her in one of her catechism class. she was talking about God the Father, and you know, and how, you know, God is like our Heavenly Father. And when she was saying that, one of the students just sort of clouded over, and finally he just stood up and says, "Well, if God's like my Father, I don't want anything to do with him." You know, so I don't know what your family's like. So this sermon is based on a Christian mother, and I found a connection that I think is works. You may not, but I can't point to a Bible verse that says this. So I said it is congestion on my part, but even if you don't agree with my conjecture, this will be a sermon about the Holy Spirit. I see the work of the Holy Spirit and the work of mothers is very much related. The Holy Spirit works in our lives, teaches, comforts, all these things I see as things that a good Christian mother does. The Holy Spirit, the first thing is the Holy Spirit gives us a new life. And we find that in John 3, 5 through 8. Jesus answered, "Truly, very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." Scripture teaches us that before we encounter the Holy Spirit, we are spiritually dead. Paul tells us this in several places, that we are spiritually dead. We are born spiritually dead. You know, people say, you know, that they're seeking God or that they're spiritual. But Scripture tells us that we're spiritually a corpse. In fact, that's why sometimes when you witness to somebody, and no matter how hard you try, there's just nothing happens. It's because it's only until the Holy Spirit makes us spiritually alive that we can know spiritual truths. So, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual life. And of course, mothers give us physical life. Everyone here would not be here if it wasn't for a mother somewhere. I see the role of the Holy Spirit in giving a spiritual life is similar to the mother's giving us physical life. The Holy Spirit transforms us into the image of Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit's job in our life is to transform us. You know, we're given a new nature when we're spiritually born, but we all know life is more complicated than that, and it's a growing process that the Holy Spirit leads us in. In the same manner, mothers, I'm going to see how to say this, they turned us in from self-centered individuals into civilized human beings. And what I mean by that is, you know, we talk about it like a baby being innocent, but truly a baby is totally self-centered. You know, that baby doesn't care that you haven't slept for 4 days or that, you know, anything else that's going on in that house. When it wants something, it wants it, and it wants it now. We see that also, you know, as in toddlers. You know, I bet every one of you had, you know, 14,000 things going on. You're fixing dinner. You're on the phone. The doorbell rings and you have a toddler sitting there. Mommy, mommy, mommy. But it's mothers who teach us how to be patient, how to be caring about others. You know, that's a role that mothers do. Similar to how the Holy Spirit transforms us in our lives, mothers, as I said, transform us from self-centered. And we have all seen the cases where a mother didn't do this. And we know teenagers or adults who, you know, everything's about me. That transformation is something that mothers do. Like I said, they make us into civilized beings. A Christian mother also, like the Holy Spirit, testifies about Jesus. That's in John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. You know, the Holy Spirit reveals and directs. I don't know how many times, you know, I've read a passage from Scripture that I'd read, you know, many, many times before, and then all of a sudden you read it and, wait a minute, I never saw that there before. That's how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And while the husband in a family is supposed to be the spiritual leader of a family, we know in reality, in most cases, it's the mother. It's the mother that sees that their family goes to church. It's the mother who teaches us about Christ. I will bet that most of you who have been Christians for most of your life, most of your Sunday school teachers were women and mothers. So again, I see, you know, the Holy Spirit is there to teach us, but it's you mothers who do the same thing in our lives. I think I've already read the Holy Spirit teaches us and reminds us. That's in John 14:25-26. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. You know, the Holy Spirit is working in our lives as believers, teaching us, helping us grow. It's the same role that mothers do. A good Christian mother teaches us so much. We learn both from her outwardly teaching and also from just observing that Christian mother in action in her life. And as far as reminding, I bet we've all heard multiple times your mother saying, don't forget your homework, don't forget your jacket, don't forget this. And the other phrase is, how many times have I told you? But mothers will teach us, like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comforts us and encourages us. When we're in a difficult time, it's the Holy Spirit that provides comfort. It's the Holy Spirit that encourages us in times of trouble. We find this in Acts 9:21. Then the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened, living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. That's also a role that I see in mothers. you know, I loved my father. I think he was a great man. But if I was upset or I had a bad day, it was my mother that I went to. It was her shoulders that you leaned on. Mothers serve that same purpose of encouragement. They provide the comfort and support when we are in trouble, when we are upset. And again, I have to say, you know, I don't know about your specific mother because, you know, that's, but a good Christian mother is always there for their children, is always there to help and encourage, to encourage them to strive harder, to encourage them to do things that they didn't think that they can do. The Holy Spirit does the same thing in our lives. You know, when troubles are in our heart and troubles are on our mind, it's the Holy Spirit that's there and comforts us and reminds us of what God has done. In the same manner, the Holy Spirit helps in our weakness. Romans 8:26. In the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Again, when I didn't know what to do, it was usually my mother that I went to. She was always there in our weakest time, just like the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is there when we are confused, when we're upset. The Holy Spirit is there, just like a mother is. The Holy Spirit is self-sacrificing. We see in John 16:13. Whoops. I wrote the wrong verse down. Anyway, in John 16:13, the Holy Spirit, you'll never see the Holy Spirit talk about itself. The Holy Spirit is always pointing to God and Christ. The Holy Spirit never brags, never wants attention, never takes devotion. The Holy Spirit is always pointing to God and Christ. And mothers sacrifice for their families. One of the lines from one of my favorite Christmas movies is The Christmas Story. And one of the just little lines in there says, you know, my mother hasn't eaten a hot dinner in 15 years because she's busy serving others. You know, mothers sacrifice for their family. They give up things to provide for their family. Just like I said, like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit never calls attention to himself. You know, we have to thank mothers for all the sacrificing that they do. They care for their family. They put their family first. And, you know, it's that self-sacrifice of mothers. This one is not on your... Our mother is always our mother. You know, when I was thinking about this, I was looking around and I was thinking, you know, I have been out of my household over twice the time that I lived in my household with my mother. But she's always been my mother, and she always will be my mother. Her concern for us, you know, mothers, when your children move out, I don't know, maybe even your concern is even more for them than it was when they were living at home with you. In John 14:16, it says, "And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." The Holy Spirit is always there. And so is our mothers. Our mothers care for us no matter what. Their love is enduring. I can see that in my own mother, who's now getting up in age, and for the last few years, she makes it an absolute point of every time she talks, we talk on the phone or see, the last thing she always says is how much she loves me. And Chris, too. But because, you know, I said, she's 93, and she realizes that she doesn't know how much longer she has, but she wants the very last words. She does this with all of my brothers and sisters too, and their families. She wants the very last words that we hear from her is how much she loves us. Mothers love unconditionally and forever, just like the Holy Spirit. You know, I don't know whether you buy my conjecture that the mothers are like the Holy Spirit, but if not, it's just a lesson on the Holy Spirit. But, you know, today is Mother's Day, and first I want to thank all you mothers who are in the sound of my voice and actually bless you for all that you do. The Holy Spirit, don't have the right words for this, but the Holy Spirit is the center. I'm going to get myself in trouble here. I don't mean to replace Christ, but the Holy Spirit is the center of a Christian's life. The Holy Spirit is the active agent in a Christian's life. Mothers are the heart of a home. It is mothers who make a house into a home. And today I would just like to conclude with how thankful we are for all that you mothers do. You are there for your families. You serve sacrificially. And I just want to say thank you and bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for our mothers. Lord, we just pray that you bless each and every mother here within the sound of my voice, and that you will help them to be more and more like you, serving their families in any way that they can. And we just thank you for the Holy Spirit who serves in our lives, who comforts us, who teaches us, who provides everything that we as believers need to serve you better. We just want to thank you for all this. In Jesus' name, amen.